Hi there. The word for today is on the marriage covenant. In Ephesians 5 verse 25, the New Living Translation, Paul writes, "Husbands, love your wives." Now we throw that word love around loosely. Kind of leave it to be defined in many different ways. People say things like, "I love chocolate cake," or "I love football," or "I love that television show." And of course, what they really mean is they like or enjoy these things. The Bible definition of love goes much deeper than that. Deeper than what entertains and excites us, and what makes us feel emotionally attached to one another. The Bible teaches that to love someone is to pursue their well-being and make it your priority. Love's first concern is always, does this action contribute to my partner's well-being? And if it doesn't, or if it does the opposite, then it's not love. Listen to what Paul writes. "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ loved the church. He gave up his life for her. In the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man who loves his wife actually shows love for himself. No one hates his own body, but cares for it." So as husband, you can learn two things from these scriptures. Here's the first one. We are all innately selfish. So your greatest challenge will always be to put your wife's interests ahead of your own and be willing to sacrifice your own agenda to do it. Not easy, but possible. And number two, we must practice being sensitive. Think how sensitive you are to the aches and pains and needs of your own body. And then apply that same principle to caring for your wife. You say that's a tall order. Yep, it is. And you know what? The God who commands you to do it will give you the grace to do it day after day. So draw on his grace. Okay? That's the word for you today.